This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient, Tina Morrison, T-I-N-A-M-O-R-R-I-S-O, and date of birth 02-22-1979, date of appointment January 6, 2025. Requesting physician Michael Michalowski, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-M-C-C-L-O-S-K-E-Y. Dear Michael Michalowski, I have the pleasure of seeing Tina Morrison today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. Please write Michael Michalowski, NP. Dear Michael Michalowski, I have the pleasure of seeing Tina Morrison today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 45-year-old, right-handed African-American woman who had a stent placed in the left leg in 2015. Stent was not working. In 2011, she has a history of DVT. And she's on Eliquis since 2016, 2017, above knee amputation of the left leg done. Now she's having shooting pain in the left thigh. Right leg is okay. Left thigh inside is sore. She has a lightning pain. She has a draining sore over there. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital emergency room and then went to the Albany Medical Center. They said that it's not emergency. She is having pain in the left groin and then goes down to the left thigh. Past medical history. Hypertension, scoliosis, asthma, sleep apnea, ruptured disc, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, factor 5 laden mutation, peripheral vascular disease of the lower extremities, myocardial infarction, past surgical history, left leg amputation, E-shore procedure, cardiac stent balloons, above knee amputation in 2017 on the left side, carpal tunnel release, cardiac catheterization, allergy to aspirin, tramadol, gabapentin, her medication are clopidogrel, Eliquis, Ronalazine, Nitroglycerin, Metoprolol, Amlodipine, Lisinopril, Pantoprazole, Oxycodone, Duloxetine, Trazodone, Atorvastatin, Socialisti, smoke 10 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol, uses marijuana, married but separated, lives with the daughter, have 5 children, family history, mother alive with hypertension, father disease, cirrhosis of liver, 2 sister, 1 with diabetes, 1 with factor 5 Leiden mutation. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 100, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen out, bowels on, present next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, except left above knee amputation, present deep tender reflex 2/4, plantar response, right-sided flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and right foot. Patient came in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 45-year-old right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left-sided myalgia paresthetica. Number two, L3 lumbar radiculopathy on the left side. Next paragraph. Most probably it is the myalgia paresthetica, but L3 radiculopathy is also a possibility. I will order the MRI of the LS spine. I advised her to do the exercises and reduce the weight. I would like to see her back in my office in about 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.